Keep us locked on your radio dial.
Keep it locked.
What's up, y'all? This is Beyonce, and you're listening to my station.
WBRU 360, 101.1 FM.
101.1 FM, WBRU 360, the Black Experience. You are now tuned into the Midday Spark Up. I am your host, Christina Sev, and as usual, I got my guy, DJ Franchise, with me. Franchise, what up?
What up?
And we have Party with Rami in the building as well. She's back again, back to back. How did we get so lucky, Rami?
I mean, listen, it's the summer and I'm outside.
Wow, love that for you. It's another day, another Tuesday. You can catch this show, the Midday Spark Up, every Tuesday from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. right here on 101.1 FM WBRU 360. And you can listen to the reruns on the Spark Up podcast channel. Anywhere you find podcasts, you can find the reruns to this show. Download that WBRU 360 app to stay tapped in with all the programming on this radio station and more. Today is Tuesday, July 18th, 2023. We are halfway through the year now. We got some things to talk about today, but before we get into the show, I'm going to give some shout outs and make some announcements about things happening in the 401. Congratulations goes out to LaVeja, owner of Earthly Essentials, for getting a Rhode Island Best of Award. She was invited to the big ceremony that happens yearly. Congratulations to her. If you are looking for some natural ingredients for your hair, for your face, take care of your body, take care of your skin, because that's important, especially right now in the summertime. Like, just because you're black doesn't mean you can't protect your skin out there. Some of y'all are burning real nasty and peeling. Please take care of yourself. Shout out to LaVeja. And a congratulations goes out to Toyin Omisore for being featured in P. Diddy's new Black Empowerment Initiative.
There's
a new program happening, new programming that Diddy is putting together with his team, Combs Enterprise, to empower black-owned businesses. And our very own Toyin, who is owner of Roam Loud, is being featured on that. So congratulations to Toyin. Hey, Toyin.
Hey, girl.
And I want to give an announcement that this Saturday, July 22nd, at Troop Body to Body is going down with my guy Chris Fame on the ones and twos. And anytime Chris Fame is spinning, it's a good time. I promise you, we will have a time. I mean, and regardless of y'all come or not, my people will be there and we're going to have a time. Because one thing about us is we get busy.
Right, don't look for me.
Why?
Because you might not find me.
You're outside. I know. Fully out there.
Listen, relax.
Yeah. Tell us about Full Effect this past weekend.
Oh, my goodness, girl.
No, tell us everything, please. Because we saw some of it on Instagram anyway.
Listen. Oh, you saw my battle with
the old girl on the street?
Somebody's grandmother. Shout out to her, man. Good spirit. Good. So, no, Full Effect was a vibe. It was cool. It was myself, A Greatness, Corv, and I think Diamond. That's a great lineup. I didn't end up seeing Corv or Diamond's set because I had a dip set, like what I did there. But they were dope. Everything was dope. It was a good turnout. I mean, it was really hot. Like, it was like the illest heat wave. Like, we was melting. I was sweating. But thank God I make it look good. It was a good time. But I'm ready for your party. And also, shout out to Yellow Cup. It is also this weekend.
Shout out Wale.
Wale.
Yeah, for putting that. What's this, like the 10th Yellow Cup or something like that?
Can't stop, won't stop.
It's been a while. It's been a minute. He will be in Worcester, or is it Worcester? How do you say that city?
I don't know. It's not, I mean, don't ask me. I'm not from there. But there's a shuttle. Y'all can go to their page and shout out to them, man.
Yeah, there is a shuttle now, which I'm so happy because I'm sure a lot of people were not going over there because of the drive. And also, please drive safe. Do not drink and drive. All of you that are traveling back and forth between cities and states this summer, we are one of the cities with the highest drinking and driving, drunk driving accidents. So please, please, please stay off the road drunk.
That's actually wild.
It's very, very, it's so bad that I saw an ad the other day about not drinking and driving. Just take care of yourself. Even if you got to sleep in your car, put the windows down. You won't die. You'll be fine. You'll be all right.
I just feel like, again, we always forget that we're here on borrowed time. And then it takes that one time for you to end up in the hospital or your family member or something. And then it's like, oh, nah. Like,
I wish.
All know better.
You all know better when it happens. Did you hear about that case? Actually, that guy who got, he killed one person and injured the other person in a car accident. I think it was out here, if I'm not mistaken, in Warwick. And now he's getting life in jail for killing somebody. Yeah. Drinking and driving is very serious. It's not funny. It's not a game. I don't play about that. That is not a good memory for me. I have some very, very horrible attachments to that. So if you're drinking, find a ride, call an Uber, get a Lyft, call somebody. Somebody will, I'm pretty sure, even the cheapest person, if you tell them, I'm too drunk to drive, if I get behind this wheel, I'll crash, they'll come and get you. So, and I'm pretty sure there's a hotline somewhere. I don't know if it only works for New Year's Eve. Let me not say that. Scratch that. Find somebody to give you a ride. Please, get on that shuttle for the Yellow Cup. And if you're not heading out to Yellow Cup, come over to Body at Troop. You know, Troop is like the black Mecca. Something about that place. That energy. Like, if you have nothing to do, I promise you, Troop, you'll find a good DJ. You'll find good people. And you'll find a good vibe. So come out to Body and get really close to somebody's daughter.
Yeah, I'm dead. Or son.
Right. Whoever you choose.
Come on.
Just get
love
out there.
Love is love, baby.
And be Body. Franchise, you coming to shake your body?
Franchise, are you going to find love at Body?
Please.
Unfortunately, I can't. I got to work. But...
great excuse.
Wow.
I
is this Pound Town?
It is not Pound Town.
Sorry.
Oh, it's Point Me Too. You are embarrassing.
Look, he off a pill. Ew, is it even real? He got a glizzy with no bullets. Do he even kill? What? Nick dissing when they rap. Should we?
She in her mood. She lit. Get money too. Like she in her mood.
Ice Spice is having a heck of a summer, if I do say so myself. There's a lot of people having a really good summer right now. Shout out
big
to Coco Jones, who killed it at Broccoli City Festival. She sounds amazing. You know what I love about her? She changes her arrangement to ICU, and it's good. Every time I'm like, damn, it sounds better than the record on the album. But anyways, Coco Jones was looking very beautiful. It was pouring raining, and she still sang her butt off. Also, Juvenile is having a really good summer as well. He was recently on the Tiny Desk show, and it's the Tiny Desk with the most views of the year in 2023. Yeah. You didn't watch it?
I didn't watch it, I know. You just haven't even listened to Point Me Too, so don't look at me like that.
Wow. Anyways. So, yeah, so Juvenile is having a hell of a year. He's being honored. He was at the Essence Festival. He's been booked every week. He has a new juice called Juvie Juice out right now. I'm assuming it's liquor. So he's having a good little comeback.
That sounds a little crazy.
Sounds good. I'm happy to see when like legends make it back and reinvent the wheel. Like Shaq is out there DJing now, which is crazy. And also Usher is having a hell of a run too over
he's
in Vegas.
He's been having a run though. He's been.
Yeah.
Can I shout out my girl Cardi?
Please.
I feel like Cardi's been doing her thing with her features and stuff.
I mean, sure.
Don't do that because didn't even know about her new.
No, she's doing
feature.
Good. I'm
she's
saying,
doing great.
But we want more from her. You know we're expecting an album. It's
okay,
been like 4 years.
So personally, I don't care for an album unless she's just getting all these other dope artists and she's hitting them with like the bars that Offset has been writing for her.
Wow.
Yeah,
that
I
is
said what
sexist.
I said. That is not sexist. It's real.
Why can't you believe that she's writing her own stuff?
Okay.
She'll tell you herself that she doesn't write for herself.
She does not. It was, okay.
Exactly. Wasn't it Partisan Fontaine?
So you want to be a hater too?
We're not haters.
No, she made
fact.
It known that she doesn't write her music.
You think she doesn't write any of her music?
No, she probably partakes in a few. Oh, like the Bronx.
Isn't that how Partisan Fontaine got his career? By writing for Cardi B?
I mean, sure. I'm not denying that she got writers, but I don't think she gets writers for everything.
I think it's real. Yeah, I think they cross check everything.
She said, listen, I am an entertainer.
She is, though.
That's who she is.
I know. Yeah.
She's doing a good job. Shout out to all my Dominicans. She's probably the most famous Dominican in mainstream hip hop that we've ever seen.
She's also Trini, though.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, she is. No, she's
no, yeah,
Trini,
of course
but,
she is. But know. I'm repping for what I rep.
Nah, but I thought you were other things, too. Now you only Dominican today?
What are you talking about? I am. Oh, you're talking about... You got jokes.
Always got jokes, baby.
Anyways. We have some headlines in pop culture. Well, first I want to talk about how the New York Post has an article, and the headline reads, over half of America's beaches are covered in poop and unsafe to swim at. So, yes, it is gross, but it's important that we pay attention to the waters that you're going to be dipping in this summer. So, if you go on WPRI, you will find a list of beaches that are unsafe right here in Rhode Island. Some of them are obvious, right? Like the ones in Warwick. Like, who's really dipping in Oakland Beach? I hope you're not dipping in. I'm judging you if you're dipping in Oakland Beach.
And if you're in New York and if you're going to Orchard Beach, aka Beach, I can't say it because we're on the air. That's gross.
Whoa.
Can't say that. No, I'm gonna get in trouble.
If you say I can't say on the radio, don't mouth it to me because now I'm losing focus.
Anyways.
It's disgusting.
Grow
anyways,
up.
In some more news, Future is still being petty. In his latest song, he mentioned Russell Simmons. We're going to talk about how we treat exes, what's allowed, what's not allowed.
No, it's not Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson, that's what I said.
You said no, Simmons.
Yeah, you said Simmons.
I was thinking about the richer Russell, that's why.
I'm dead.
Russell Simmons is filthy rich.
Yeah, he is. Still but don't play with Wilson, man. He's a good dude.
He is a good guy. I feel like we always have this conversation when this comes around. It's not even about being a simp. It's about being a good partner. This
man
is her husband and the father of her children. I don't understand, like, why are we making fun of that? We're making fun of a guy being a good dad and a good husband.
I'm not making... You are... Listen,
no, you called him a simp.
Okay. I'm a simp.
But it has a negative connotation.
I think it's up to interpretation, but, you know, okay. It is
come
what it
on,
is.
Come on, scholar.
Come on. Come,
come on, degree.
2 degrees. Stop playing with me.
And what are you doing with those 2 degrees?
Stop. Can we not?
What do we all do with our degrees? We just put them in the closet.
Okay.
Oh, you hang it up. You hang up.
I don't.
Franchise.
I give them to
franchise,
my mother.
What do you do with your degree?
Sitting on my desk at home.
Sitting on your desk. Big Walt is in the building. Big Walt, do you have a college degree? He said, nope.
Happily. And you don't need it.
And you don't have no debt either.
I mean, but ask yourself, you ever go to a job application with your college degree?
Never.
They don't ask for it.
No, they don't. I should have said I went to Harvard.
Is that even believable?
Wow. My stature doesn't give you Harvard.
Not the way you walked in.
What's it giving? It's giving CC.
Stop, because CC's dope. Don't do that, right?
Right? CCRI is dope, but remember back then...
It's giving the Community College of Brockton.
Damn, Brockton is dusty. But shout out to all our Massachusetts listeners. Mass, what up? Boston, I see you.
Coming up, I was confused. My mommy kissing a girl. Confusion occurs coming up in the cold.
Fire, fire, 101.1 FM WBRU 360 and what's going on today?
Stop.
What's in the air, you think? Like, if you had to put a word to the energy you're feeling right now, what would it be?
A word?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say bozo energy. That's it. Bozo energy.
Franchise, what's your energy like today? If you had to put a word.
That's not my energy.
Oh, somebody else is giving you bozo energy. I don't know. I'm talking about your
energy. Oh, no.
Energy
my
today.
Energy is... I don't have a word. Go, Franchise.
On point.
On point. Ooh.
That's 2 words.
What's making you feel on point today?
I'm not.
Are the baddies hitting your line?
No.
Yo, you are so annoying.
She is, right?
You are so annoying.
Who's your favorite? Let's be honest. Let's say here publicly on radio, who is your favorite person to work with on the radio? No offense, Big Walt in the room. Respectfully, right?
He won't be offended, Big Walt.
That's crazy. I mean, I guess if you're being honest, but we could talk about this off air. We won't offend anybody. It's fine.
I mean, it's definitely me. Can you please repost?
I don't know. I did repost. Anyways,
look at that.
We
see,
have some local news.
See, she don't repost her own stuff.
Right,
I did it.
Right.
I did it.
We have some local news. So you guys know how Top Golf was supposed to be opening. And, you know, have you heard about it in Cranston? You know what Top Golf is, Franchise?
I'm not a golf player.
I know what it is.
So I do not have interest, but go on.
Rami, please. Okay, it's golf for leisure. It's not golf for professionals. It's for funsies. Right. And it's a new building, so you get to oversee the city of Cranston and you're
the
golfing
city of-
outside.
No,
I'm going to get to it. Don't you worry.
All right.
So there's controversy right now because they want to name it Top Golf Providence, but the building is in Cranston.
Oh, no.
And the Cranston officials are mad because they're saying, we don't want people to think that they're going to Providence. We want them to come to Cranston.
But where
I'm
is
sorry,
it
sorry, but it doesn't sound sad.
Where is it in Cranston?
Who cares?
I want
to
know,
who goes
though?
To Cranston for fun? Tell me.
I'll tell you what, though. There's one place in Cranston that I'm jacking all day, every day, and that's at Texas Roadhouse, okay?
Oh, but, yeah. But that's Providence.
Don't Cranston got a Popeyes?
Ew. Franchise, you got to go.
They do, right?
How dare you?
You're going to Cranston for Popeyes?
Oh, my goodness.
It's right down the borderline, right?
Borderline.
They got a lot
right there near the laundromat. Damn, that's a dang right there.
Oh, What is he talking about?
Cranston got something to go there.
That's
for.
What you're going for? Popeyes and Cranston? Yeah, that's your reason?
That's as close as I am. Yeah.
Unless you
want to
get pulled.
Yo, when you, I was just about to say that. Do not invite a black person to Cranston. They're going to ask if the boys are outside.
Yeah, no. Let's not talk about it.
I'm telling you.
I know, but we shouldn't.
Just let it be Top Golf Providence. It's the coolest city in the state. It's the capital city of the state. Who cares?
Well, the location doesn't change. It's just the name, right?
Right, exactly. But they want to put Cranston on the map.
Call the joint Top Golf 401 and just call it TG. Who cares? Who plays golf?
TG? What is... Top Golf. Why are you hating on Top Golf? You've never even been.
I don't care. I play basketball.
You don't do other things for fun?
I've played golf.
I think I'm a pretty... joyous person that does a lot of things for fun.
Can you bowl? Can you bowl?
Can I bowl? Do you want to be left at zero franchise?
Oh, you can bowl.
You know I'm in my feelings today. And I'm fasting.
Oh, this is crazy. You're hangry right now.
I'm not hangry.
You're hangry.
I'm emotionally deprived.
Okay.
I think it's time for the love report. Franchise, what do you think?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Doesn't include me.
Yeah, whatever, man. Right.
Put the heat on somebody else this week.
No, the heat is coming right to you, sir. One-way trip right to you. We're going to talk about your love life because I heard something about you this past weekend that I want to address publicly, if you don't mind.
It's fine.
It's fine?
Let it out.
This guy. That's how you know he really don't have no girlfriend because he doesn't care what gets asked. Or you're a savage. Because that's what I heard.
I really don't care.
Okay. I'm not going to say any names. I'm not going to expose them. They paid me $20 to stay hush.
They paid you $20. They could have paid me.
That's gas money.
It
pay
is.
Pay you for what? It's not your secret. I mean, it is your secret, but you're not going to air it out.
They could have paid me.
To speak on it?
Yeah.
That is foolish. We'll give you $20 to talk about your love life.
Yes.
Franchise, please.
Because it ain't going to be a long conversation.
I don't know. I heard otherwise. I think we should get into some music and then come back.
Oh, ho. Is it good stuff?
Oh, it's great. It's juicy.
What's juicy?
Hey, yo.
This man. Is this a family
show? I'm just following along with you guys.
Cartier friends with the
girls. Following the lead with you guys.
I'm money fast, man. I'm going to be rich, bro.
Tell you to kick rocks. Big ride a boat like it's a seesaw. Chicken bags in your girl.
Come shake something.
Man, I'm really torn between twerking and staying still when that song comes on.
Wow.
It's a bop.
Why would you ever stand still?
Because the baby is a corn, and I don't like to
support corn. He is a cornball. That's a fact.
You know what I mean? But it's a good song. What can I say? It's a hit.
It's a great song.
101.1 FM WBRU 360, and we are here with Franchise's favorite segment of the hour. It's the Love Report.
Ooh.
That's Kate.
Franchise, what kind of bagel would you buy her?
Would I buy her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cinnamon raisin.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's the best bagel, I think.
It is.
I'm telling you. That's the trick. You got to buy her cinnamon raisin bagels. It's true. Have you ever tried that trick? Maybe what? That's what you need to do.
Oh, I see what you did there. That's funny. When am I gonna ship a bagel to another country?
Maybe. Those people were so loud. Let's get to the love report, though. Let's not Franchise, try to avoid good? The topic.
Yep.
He's allergic to love. That's what it is. He's over there choking for his life.
I'm dead.
But don't you worry, Franchise. The heat is coming right to you. Today, we're talking about how you treat an ex. So I know a lot of people have different opinions about this. If you break up with somebody, do you talk to them again? Do you ignore them? Do you pretend that they're dead? Do you take them out of your social media, block them? What happens to an ex, Franchise?
Treat them like The Walking Dead.
Wow.
So shoot them in the head?
No. Like, The Walking Dead is like, okay, bang. They just don't exist. And then somehow, some way, in this land of people, you just accidentally come across them. Just be cordial and just keep it moving.
That's actually
what
very
kind of
descriptive.
Analogy?
No, it was good. I saw it in my head. I saw it. It was
good. I'm upset. We just don't. There's no need to really keep in contact. But then every once in a while, you could be at a gas station, and you see them. I'll be cordial, but then you just keep it moving.
Have you not been cordial with an ex? Ever?
No.
No, you're at peace with all of them.
Not with all of them.
Yeah, every single breakup was Except for one, every single breakup was mutual.
Can you tell us how many breakups, please?
Wow.
How many?
All my life?
Yeah, what's the success rate looking like?
I had one girlfriend in high school. I had one girlfriend.
He's loyal.
He's a long-term man.
Yeah, I've had about four girlfriends all my life.
Okay, wow. So we're asking.
Five tops.
Okay, wow, that's not okay. Bad. A handful. That's all right, big fella.
Big fella, please. How about you, Rami? How do you treat an ex?
Well, I technically only have 1.5 exes.
Wow, 0.5.
0.5 because I feel like it was puppy love, but that was my first boyfriend. I've talked about my ex before on this show.
You say you loved him.
I do. No, I love my ex.
You do.
I do love my
ex. Like as a human being?
Yeah, as a human being. And no, we're not in love and nothing's going on. But I feel like it always depends on the situation. And you go through so much with someone. Like, you learn to really care about them.
Yeah, sure.
So shout out to my ex. And when you officially move on, let me know because I'll DJ the wedding.
Period. For free, though?
Absolutely not.
Is there anything he can do to get it for free?
Whoa!
Let me know.
Yo, you are a, you
let
are
let me
clown.
Know.
Nah.
Okay.
Nothing's for free okay, on this so side. That you're.
Okay, all right. So self-respect.
Ask her.
What?
Ask her the same question.
Yeah, what's up with you? How do you treat
I
next?
Think it depends on how the relationship ends, right? Like, who
she don't let him go. Don't let him go.
Oh, man.
This guy here. It depends on how it breaks up. If for example, my last relationship, I've spoke about this publicly on the podcast, Sparkle Podcast. We don't have to get into the details, but my last relationship was not public, but a lot of people knew of the relationship. And so when it ended, right, it ended on my behalf because of me. I was the demise of my last relationship.
Demise.
So... You know. How you treat your ex now becomes how your ex treats you, right?
Ooh.
It's like, what did you do? What do you, you know, you have to work with that, work through that to get that respect, kind of like that weird ending where you're fighting and you're arguing or you're trying to get back together and it's just not working. So I think it depends. I don't know. I like to be right now in my life at peace with my ex. I recently reconnected with my daughter's father as well, who... That ended terribly. It was a very, very toxic relationship. So, for me, it depends. I don't have no beef and no bad blood with any of my exes, so.
I love that.
That's just me.
Cheers to a healed summer. Hashtag soft life. Hashtag.
What is the soft life, anyway?
Don't get me started on that, because I can't. I'm in my soft era. Listen, I'm in the era that I want to be. Whatever that means.
Also, like, soft is... Being soft in life is... It could be two things, right? Like being soft, some people could say talking to your ex is being soft. Oh, why are you talking to that person after what they put you through and all of this stuff? But being soft can also mean like just giving yourself grace.
Correct.
Because life is hard.
But also like I do believe, you know, an ex is an ex for a reason. So I do believe in boundaries. Like I don't want to try to think like I'm out here biffles with my ex. Shout out to you though, babes. But boundaries and also like knowing who you are and knowing what you want.
Oh, that's good.
Like to go back. Okay, that's cool, but we only move forward on this side.
Right. I love that. So once you leave a relationship, you'll never get back in it?
I never said that. You know, people, you know, humans, they evolve. People can change.
I love that.
And our emotions can also change. I think when you really love someone, it's not so much about being with them. It's about wanting the best for them, even if it's not you.
That's very mature.
Come on, baby.
I can't say I feel the same.
Okay.
Frances, how do you feel about that? Do you want your exes to be happy without you?
Why not? That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
It's another healed summer.
I have one ex that I actually talk to maybe at least once every 4 or 5 months.
Oh, keeping tabs.
Okay, so.
Interesting.
Not even. I was like, seeing your father in the store.
Oh, so, that's sweet.
That's
Frances, you're a sweet guy.
Frances, what's your type? What's your type? What's your type, Frances?
I don't know. Maybe that's my problem. Right? I don't know.
Light skin, short, a little thick.
A little gap tooth?
Really doesn't matter. What are you trying to describe?
I can't, yeah. Who are you describing?
Oh, God.
Oh, shoot. It was the girl who told me. We didn't talk about the secret.
Ah, that's right.
It's too bad. Next time.
So are you going to give the money back?
Well.
Are you going to give the $20
back? No, I spent it on snacks.
Cookies,
yep. Shells is expensive out there.
She did walk in here with a bag full of
miscellaneous items. Okay? It's none of your business, sir. The Midday Spark Up. We are now at the end of our hour. Shout out to everybody that listen and that listens right here every Tuesday from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. with my guy DJ Franchise and sometimes Rami when she feels like it.
When
right?
I feel like it.
Yeah. So when are you coming back?
In a couple of weeks. You know, don't clock me. You don't pay my bills. No. But listen, if you don't follow me already, follow me. Party with Rami. Mm-hmm. Y'all know who I am. I'm DJing Corv's party next week. Camp Link Up. We outside.
That's July 29th, right?
Correct.
Where is that at? A Revival?
Fat.
At Fat. Oh, Fat parking lot.
Yes.
Right,
yes,
right.
Yes.
Okay, okay. It's very reminiscent of Stay Silent's very first day trill.
Oh, yeah.
So look at that.
Fendi fact.
Following in the footsteps, I see you, Corv. Corv has, he has the eye.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. Shout out to Corv. I like the way he's moving. I like the way he moves as a human being in the streets. A very
and as
noble
a curator
man.
And as a DJ.
Yeah, he's a very thorough person. I mess with Corv heavy. Shout out to Corv. And shout out to his beautiful girlfriend, Laura, who is always looking so good and bringing good energy. I like the
great
way
energy.
They carry themselves.
Yes.
So shout out to
power
young,
couple.
Yeah, shout out to the young black people setting a good example for those to come. And what do you have this weekend? What's going on with you?
Well, me?
Yeah,
I'm not. I don't think I DJ this weekend. Or do I?
You're free this weekend?
I might be DJing on Saturday. I haven't gotten confirmation, and maybe okay. Friday. But I told you we outside body to body.
Franchise, what do you have going on this weekend?
Thursday we have Passions. Friday and Saturday, JL. Sunday, Day Party 148. And then Sunday night, Passions.
Wow.
You passionate.
He is working around the clock. This
try to.
Getting to the bag. Let me hold a dollar. Why you never let me borrow money? That's crazy.
Wow.
How would you do that?
You got way more money than I do. Stop
you think so?
Games. I know so.
I don't know. We're not going to talk about money here. The feds are listening.
Hey.
You can catch me at Troop this Saturday, July 22nd with Chris Fame. I'll be hosting. So what does that mean? What does that look like? That means me being on the mic, imping somebody who's shaking their butt. I can't say the other word, right? Who's shaking booty on the dance floor, walking around, asking people if they're feeling good, how they're feeling, why they're not dancing, why they're not smiling. So I'm just going around and curating the energy, curating the night, and making sure that people are having a good time. So it's not going to be just me on stage acting up. There will be a lot of that. But I'm also going to just connect with my people. So come
girl,
out.
I've seen
come
you
chill,
bust a wine in a boot. So.
Yeah, exactly. So I have to make up for that because there's no more boot on this foot. Although I can't promise you that I might slow down throughout the night because this ankle still be hurting. But I also have some signature drinks, one being the Body Heat drink.
What the hell is that?
It's Douce and passion fruit juice, baby.
You're wildin'.
Yeah, it's delicious.
That sounds
deadly. Like just, a good night, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. You won't be detoxing that day, huh?
Excuse me. I can't do douce like that. I can't.
Why?
I can't do dark
liquor.
It
makes you want to fight?
Next topic, please.
There is no topic. That's it, baby.
That's
Tune
it.
Tune in every Tuesday from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. to the Midday Spark Up. Shout out to Big Walt. Big Walt on Big the keys Walt. In the building. Big Walt, do you think anybody could see you when it comes to piano out here? Tell the truth. Be humble.
Nah, B.
Be honest.
Nah.
I co-sign.
Hey, my brother's a pianist, but we'll keep that for next time.
Nah. Nobody's doing it like Big Walt, I promise you. This man is singing on his keys.
Shout out to Bad Lad. He won the blend battle.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Bad Lad, the champion. The champion.
Oh,
I'm kind of mad I missed that. But what was I doing? Oh, I was brunching.
It was on a Sunday.
I forgot to talk about my wild, wild brunch. Listen, I want to see the owner of El Patio Bar. I want to see him come up to the radio. I have some questions for you, please. Let's talk about this publicly as a family and as a unit so we can get down to the bottom of why that place is a hot-ass mess. All right?
Wow.
Please, let's talk about it.
Wow.
We need to come together as a city. This is the only, like, you gotta come home to get reprimanded. We can't let you get reprimanded by the outsiders. Come to your family and answer some questions. Please, it was a mess over there, Franchise. What's going on?
Don't ask me.
You don't know the owners?
No.
The one on Public Street over there?
Nah.
All right. Well, I got some questions.
I know what you're talking about.
You've seen it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been there.
All right.
I've been there.
We're not going to say no more. We're going to wait for them to come to the front of the congregation and speak for themselves. And if they don't come, then I'll talk about it. So hopefully it won't take too long because I... Ooh, it's itching. I'm just itching to talk about it.
All right. It's a wrap.
It is a wrap. Thank you for tuning in. Follow me on Instagram, CristinaSev_CRISTINASEV, 101.1 FM WBRU 360. Party with Rami in the building franchise. Big Walt, what up? We outside.
Let's get into it.
Keep us locked on your radio dial.
Keep it locked.
What's up, y'all? This is Beyonce, and you're listening to my station.
WBRU 360, 101.1 FM.